21 past 9 o'clock on this Thursday morning. Of course, the big national story of the day, and we'll get more updates on that throughout the morning. And another one coming up at the bottom of the hour from ABC News. It's the shooting in Thousand Oaks, California at the nightclub there, the Borderline. 13 dead, including a sheriff's deputy, including the shooter himself. And we'll get more information on that coming up. We talked to Alex Stone from ABC earlier this morning. I said, Alex, what kind of town is Thousand Oaks? And he, you know, he briefly described it, and then Deanie came in from the front office, and she said, John Doble lives in Thousand Oaks, and maybe you'd like to give him a call. John, formerly of Port Huron, formerly of WPHM News, in fact, going back a few years, and now a resident of Thousand Oaks. John, good morning, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
I'm doing well. This has got to be a shocking day in Thousand Oaks.
It really is. I was leaving my house early in the morning, which I normally do, and heading to Los Angeles where I work, and I flipped on the radio and started people talking about Pepperdine University in Kalu, which is a college in Thousand Oaks, actually just a few blocks from my house. So I flipped over to the local news in Los Angeles and started hearing the story, and like everybody, you know, and the messages that I've gotten from my friends, and, you know, it was, everybody's in shock. I mean, to people in Port Huron and to people in the Detroit area, Thousand Oaks is a bedroom community that's known for our probably most famous resident of all time, was Sparky Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so your first thoughts, this kind of stuff just doesn't happen there.
Yeah.
And then your first thoughts are, you know, of course, at my age, or were any of my friends' children there?
Sure.
You know, it's a real popular place certain nights of the week for line dancing, and they do all different kinds of things. It's probably the largest venue in the Thousand Oaks area as far as bars and things like that go. So
yeah,
they have bands and all different kinds of things there. So it's just, you're just in shock. You know, when is enough enough? So.
Exactly. Well, yeah, and I guess that's what was going on last night. It was college night. A bunch of college kids there line dancing and having a good time. And then somebody came in and did this. And you're right. When does it end? And you don't expect it to happen in your backyard. I mean, it would be like if somebody came into, you know, downtown Port Huron, God forbid, and started shooting the place up. I mean, you just can't imagine what that's like.
No, and like you said, you know, many, many years ago when I was right out of college, I was fortunate enough to get hired by WPHM and do news, and so I covered a lot of things that happened back there in the 70s, but it never anything like this. You know, you're just in shock, you know, and so you check social media or, you know, and that sort of thing to see if anybody is, you know, are people checking in, what are they doing, you know. I wasn't worried about friends at my age being there, because it's not a venue
right
that we go to, and it's after, you know, it's after 10, it's 10 o'clock, or it happens about 11 o'clock
right
at night. So no, I'm sound asleep, you know, in REM sleep by that time. But it's a very nice venue, and it's been there for years and years and years. So, you know, you're right. It's like this happened in Fort Gratiot Township, or
yeah,
it happened in Marysville. You just don't expect those kinds of things to happen. Thousand Oaks has been known for years as one of the safest cities in America, especially for cities over 100,000 people. So, it's beautiful. It's placid. It's very nice. So,
yeah, can't even imagine what would drive somebody to do that. But we're glad that you're safe, and glad to hear you this morning. Thank you so much, John, for your few minutes that you're able to give us. We'll let you get back to work. And thanks again for joining us.
Thanks, Paul. Good to
talk
to you.
You take care. Bye now.
Bye.